Passando per la Leach Highway a sud di Perth, nel sobborgo di Palmyra, si sente un odore inconfondibile e quello dei salumi prodotti dalla ditta Dorsogna. Nel nome di questa ditta si nasconde una delle più belle e interessanti storie dell'emigrazione italiana e quella di Tommaso Dorsogna, che arrivò in Australia quando aveva 15 anni seguendo il padre che lavorava nelle miniere d'oro di Wooloona, a circa 1000 chilometri a nord-est di Perth. Fu in quella città che all'età di 15 anni, nella macelleria di un certo Gene Clark, Tommaso Dorsogna apprese come fare le tipiche salsicce australiane. Luigi Dorsogna è il figlio maggiore di Tommaso e dice che il padre raccontava spesso di quando aveva lasciato l'Italia.
He talks about when he left Italy crying, thinking he wasn't sure when he'd return to his motherland, and many a time shed a tear when he saw where he was going to, but you know, that was life. Then they knew they, because they didn't have any money, there was no other opportunity for them, that's the life they had to follow.
Tommaso Dorsogna abbandonò il lavoro in macelleria e con i fratelli Cesare e Giovanni nel 1939 decise di andare alla ricerca d'oro nel deserto australiano. Ma la loro esperienza durò poco in quanto vennero arrestati e internati. Infatti era scoppiata la Seconda Guerra Mondiale e malgrado i tre fossero di nazionalità australiana, vennero ugualmente chiusi in un campo di prigionia assieme a centinaia di altre persone di origine italiana. Luigi Dorsogna racconta che il padre e gli zii vennero considerati nemici dello Stato.
They arrested him there to take him to Fremantle. So I don't know that how much of a threat he was for a security at the time, but that was the way it was. I mean, Dad didn't have any bitterness about that. He just understood that it was the war and such was life. And in fairness, you know, he had very strong attachments to Italy. It was his motherland, and so he was very proud of being Italian. So there was no question about that, and he supported Italy at the time. But it clearly, you know, he wasn't fighting for the Italians, but he still was very sympathetic to Italy.
I tre restarono nel campo di prigionia per 4 anni. Alla fine della guerra, Tommaso Dorsogna si trasferì a Melbourne, dove continuò a lavorare come macellaio, ma imparò a fare anche i tipici salumi italiani. Decise di tornare a Perth, dove incontrò un cercatore d'oro che aveva fatto fortuna e lo convinse ad aprire una macelleria a Perth che Tommaso avrebbe mandato avanti. Cosa che, come ricorda il figlio Luigi, avvenne.
And remarkably, this person obviously saw qualities in my father of character and that. He felt that he was obviously an honest and straightforward person. He said, all right, that's fine. You go and make the deal for the place. You try and get it at the lowest price you can, and I'll pay for it and you can rent it from me. And that's how it all started. And so when he established that he got his brother Giovanni, John, who has been his lifetime partner in the business and continues today through his side of the family as well, Giovanni. They worked day and night really to get the business going, and then obviously they branched out then into continental small goods because they saw there was an opportunity there for the migrants. And then the third brother arrived about 2 years later, Cesare, and so the three of them then started the Dorsogna Brothers. And then from there it became obviously a household name.
Era il 1949. La macelleria ebbe un enorme successo, tanto che nel 1973 venne trasferita a Palmyra, dove sorge oggi lo stabilimento che produce i famosi insaccati Dorsogna, che sono venduti in tutti i supermercati d'Australia. Ascoltiamo ancora Luigi Dorsogna.
His first apprentice was an Australian. And then from that, there were many Italians who arrived, and other migrants too, looking for job opportunities. And so as the business grew, it certainly was very multicultural. I think that's another thing that Dad really prides the business, is that it's very much a multicultural, multi-ethnic business. And if you were to go down to the factory today, you'd certainly see that. And I think that's one of the things Dad was very, very proud of.
Tommaso Dorsogna nel 1967 fu insignito del titolo di Cavaliere della Repubblica Italiana. I suoi funerali si terranno sabato prossimo nella Cattedrale di St. Mary's a Perth.